For the first 6 months of the lockdown, my son and I quarantined at my mother's house in rural Michigan, which in some senses was really lovely because her home is in the middle of the woods. And on the other side of the woods from her house is the Amtrak going from Ann Arbor to Chicago every single day at 6 o'clock. There are things that I was experiencing myself that I wasn't expressing because I didn't want to worry my kid. I didn't want to worry my mom. I didn't understand what was happening in the world. I was trying to keep my kids safe. My mom is immune compromised, so I was there to help her out as well too. So I was trying to keep her safe. So all these things are happening inside my own head and heart, and what the hell do I do with it, right? Like one of my favorite writers, Lydia Yuknovich, talks about how our bodies can't possibly carry everything that we've been given to carry. So we have to get it out of our body so we can see it. So every day at 5:50, my kid and I would go outside and we would walk like down the road from my mom's house. And then we would stand by the tracks and we would wait. You feel it first in your feet, like you feel the train coming up through your shoes and up through your legs. And then you can hear it and then you can see it. And as it gets closer and closer, it gets louder and louder, and you can feel it more throughout your whole body. And as soon as it would, like the front of the train would cross right in front of us, we would start screaming. And for him, it's just letting out the energy. And for me, it's letting out everything that I can't say. So it was just a release through the body. And sometimes we would throw rocks and sometimes we would like break sticks and just like this physical release of everything that we've been carrying all day. And I could feel the brambles in my back unwind. And just, you try to do this stuff in yoga class or in running, but it never works, right? But just kind of like that primal screaming my face off for the 2 minutes it took for the train to pass, which sounds like such a short period of time, 2 minutes, but really it is a long time to scream without stopping. Like even if we just sit here for 10 seconds. Like that's a long time of dead airspace. And that's a long time to open your mouth and just be truthful.
What's a good way for each of us to find our own form of release, you think?
Whatever you're doing right now, can you stop and roll your shoulders? Can you remember to breathe? And I don't mean that in any kind of like yoga, magical, like just let yourself breathe. I mean it just straight up. Are you actually breathing? I mean that comment like with edge and knives and whiskey, but like, are you actually breathing? Because I haven't been. It's a thing that I have been forgetting to do. So just even this awareness that we live in a body and like, how are we getting whatever emotional response we're having to the world right now out of it? Can you break something? Can you, right? Because if we don't put it out of ourselves in these possibly bonkers, but also maybe healthy ways, it's gonna come out of us in ways that aren't healthy. And so maybe that means booze or drugs or sex or cruelty or violence, or, you know, like domestic violence numbers are up right now. And, you know, just trying to think of what people are doing to care for ourselves.
I feel like cars are pretty good scream pods.
I think that's good. I think that's true. It's like, certainly like music does something as well too. Just like if you can turn it really, really loud and sing your face off. My name is Megan Steelstra, and I'm a writer and educator from the Midwest, but I'm here in Las Vegas with my kid for the fall, working with the Black Mountain Institute.
I'm going to go scream.
Please do. I hope everybody does.
Yes. Go scream, listeners. Where are you turning for catharsis right now? Let me know at 844-935-BEST. One avenue Megan discovered a couple years ago is axe throwing. She wrote a beautiful essay about it in The Believer. I'm going to link to that in our show notes. You've been listening to The Best Advice Show. If this advice resonates with you, consider sharing it with some family and friends who it might also resonate with. If you love this show, please consider leaving a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. I would love to get to 100 by this weekend. Can you help me do it? And if you don't love this show, I still want to hear from you. How do you think I can make it better? I'm interested in your opinion. Write to me at zach@bestadvice.show. That's zak@bestadvice.show.